Okay, good morning. Thank you so much for coming. Happy Lag BaOmer.
Thank you. Very nice. Beautiful.
Happy Lag BaOmer, and may our learning be a merit. Lili Nishmas, Meira Chai, Nechama Bracha, Lea Shalom, Bas David Mordechai. We are in Daf, Lamed, Hey, Amid Beis, page 35b. We're dealing with the Machlokas amongst the Tanaim. Who doesn't have credibility? Who is not believed when there is a firstborn male kosher animal emerging from a house with a wound? Do we say that the owners don't have credibility? The Kohanim don't have credibility? Who do we say doesn't have credibility about these things? Because they're all going to claim it was done by itself. And we think that maybe they had a personal interest, so they would do it. Itmar, we learned. That's where we're up to. Itmar. Itmar. Rav Nachman Amar. Rav Nachman says, Halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halacha's like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That even the son, even the daughter of the Kohen who owns the firstborn animal are believed when they say that the blemish happened on its own. Maybe the person himself not, but his children yes. Rava said no, Halacha k'Rav Yosi, that even all the members of the household of the Kohen are not believed, and only outsiders would be believed. Says the Gemara, Mi Amar Rava Hacha, did Rava in fact paskin like Rav Yosi? Rava told us, Baal of Omed Imanu Bachutz, if the owner of the animal is standing with us outside, and the animal walked into the house whole, came out blemished, then we believe the people in the household who tell us that the blemish happened on its own and it wasn't put there by a person. So you see that the people of the household do have credibility. How could you say that Rava says like Rav Yosi that the people of the household don't have credibility? Amy, you have to change what Rava said. Kol balim omdim. If all of the owners are standing outside, in other words, all the people of the household are standing outside, then lo chayshina, then we have give credibility to the outsiders who testify. But even the b'nei bayis, even the people of the household, do not have credibility. Yachi, if that's what Rava said, my lememra, why do we need Rava to tell it to us? He already told us, halachas like Rav Yosi. So the answer is, Ma'adatim would have thought to say, nechush l'chashta. Maybe we should be worried that the shepherd who's in the house, who's an outsider, he put this blemish there. That would have been our fear, and we don't believe even him. Kamash Malan, we believe him, we just don't believe family members. V'hilchah said, what's the halacha? Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that family members are believed to say that the Bechor's blemish happened on its own. It's just the person himself, the owner himself, was not believed to say that the Bechor's blemish happened on its own.
So the Kohen, not the Kohen.
The Kohen, that's right. The Kohen is not believed. V'davka b'no bito, and it's only his son and daughter who can testify. Aval ishto lo, but even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the wife cannot testify. My time, why? Ishto kigufo dami. A wife has the status of the body of the person himself. Therefore, the wife is like the person himself testifying. The same way we don't believe him when he says that it happened on its own. We suspect he may have put it there. He may have put the blemish there. We don't believe his wife. Amar le Rav Papa Abai. Rav Papa said to Abai, Lirbi Meir, according to Meir, to Amar who says, Chashad al davar lo donav lo meido. Somebody suspect about an aspect of something, he can't judge that matter, nor can he testify about that matter. Now we know that elsewhere, Kamar Rabbi Meir, Meir tells us, Chashad al davar echad, Chashad al chol haTorah kula. If somebody is suspect on one matter, he's suspect about all of the Torah. So if that's the case, Kohanim hachi namid lo daini dina. Now that we've been saying that a Kohen is not believed when a Kohen says that a blemish happened to the Bechor on its own, so how can Kohanim judge any cases? If they're suspect about Bechor, they're really suspect about everything. Because if they're suspect about one aspect of Bechor, that means they're suspect to all the aspects of Bechor. And if they're suspect to the aspects of Bechor, they're suspect to all of Torah. So if they're suspect to all of Torah, they can't judge. And if you're going to tell me, so maybe Kohanim can't judge. Vaksim, but the Pasuk says that's one of the jobs of the Kohanim. The Pasuk says, V'nikshu ha-Kohanim b'nei Levi, the Kohanim, the sons of Levi, ought to step forward. Kivam b'char Hashem l'kech l'shar so. For in them Hashem, your God, is chosen for to serve him. U'levarech b'shem Hashem. And they are to bless in the name of Hashem, to say birchas Kohanim. V'al piyam yiyeh kol riv v'chol nega. And on their mouth will be every fight and every question of tzaras. You see, Kohanim judge.
Isn't that conflict of interest, Rabbi? The Kohanim judging
Good, right? That's a good point. It's a conflict of interest in regards to Bechor. Yeah. We're saying once they don't have credibility for Bechor, they shouldn't have credibility for anything. And we know that they do. That's one of their jobs, is to be judges. The answer is the Gemara, Eim Adam Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir say that if somebody's suspect, what does he mean? He means chashasha. He means, yeah, we're not confident. When we have a blemish coming from a house, that it wasn't put in there by a person. Maybe the Kohen put it there himself. That's what we're saying. We're not saying we're sure. It's not that he has no credibility. It's not that we are confident that he did it. Are we saying we're confident that the Kohen put the blemish there? No, we're just saying we don't know. It's a possibility. So that's not what Rabbi Meir meant when Rabbi Meir said that if somebody is suspect to a matter, he's suspect to all matters. He meant that if somebody does the wrong thing in regards to one aspect of Torah, then we assume he does the wrong thing in regards to all of Torah. But not that if somebody, we have a fear about him, therefore we don't trust him at all. That's not what he was talking about. So that's not relevant to here. Okay.
So what are the business, Rabbi? Business is there to judge, no?
Good. We can have Batei Din. We'll see today's daf that we need three judges to decide questions of Bechor. We'll get to that soon. Exactly, one expert. All right, next issue. We're talking about if there is a Bechor that's blemished. Do we believe the people who are telling us that this blemish happened on its own? Or do we suspect that maybe a biased party put the blemish there himself? He boiled that a question. What about somebody who didn't see it, but he heard it from somebody else? Is that credible in regards to the testimony of Bechor? Somebody didn't see the animal. He says, but my friend who's really credible, he saw the animal, and he saw that this blemish happened on its own, and it didn't happen by a human being putting it there. So Rav Asi said, we don't believe Eid Mipi Eid in regards to Bechor. And Rav Asi said, we do. Rav Asi permitted. Amalei Rav Asi, L'Rav Asi, Rav Asi said to Rav Asi, V'atanu D'Rei Menashe, but we have a brisa from the yeshiva of Menashe, which says, Ein Eid Mipi Eid Kasher. We don't normally accept testimony in the name of somebody else. We only accept it in regards to testifying that a woman's husband is dead. As we learned back in Masechta Yevamos, the sages made many, many stringencies if that happens wrong. In other words, if a woman's husband was really alive and she went and married, she has to get divorced from both husbands, right? A lot of stringencies. Why'd they do all of that? Zuntai, they did all of that in order to enable a woman to remarry. They didn't want a woman to be stuck as an aguna. They didn't want to be stuck with her husband not around. They don't know what happened to the husband. They don't want women to be stuck. So there is a lot of leniencies. So there were a lot of leniencies. They believed non-Jews. They believed any person who's, you know, a Russia, as long as he's not, uncredible in terms of credibility. So there also they believe ADP8. So Tanya ben Menashe says, in Eid Mipi'eid Kasher, we don't accept a witness in the name of a witness, El Eidus Ha'isha, only in regards to a witness in the name of a witness telling us that a certain husband is dead, to permit a woman. But apparently not in regards to Bechor. And you just said it's believed in regards to Bechor too. So Tanya says, Rav Asi, I'll change that brisa. Tana de Bemanasha didn't say that you only accept a witness in the name of the witness in regards to the death of a husband. Tani changed it like this. The only time we accept a witness in the name of a witness, El La'edu Sha'ishak Sherla Bulvad. We accept a witness in the name of the witness in those matters that a woman could also testify about. In those matters that we would accept a woman, we would also accept a witness in the name of a witness. So we would accept a woman who says that this Bechor happened on its own and it wasn't placed there. Therefore, we also accept a witness in the name of a witness who says that the mum, the blemish, happened on its own and it wasn't placed there by a person.
Is that the only two times that we accept one witness?
No. One witness we accept to establish that something is usser, but to accept what somebody is saying, because he's quoting somebody else saying it. Eid Mipi'eid, a witness in the name of a witness.
Correct. But like the woman husband dead is one time.
And Bechor
is the same.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Now a story. Rav Yemar achshar einu pied bebuchar. Rav Yemar issued this ruling. He would permit a witness, quoting another witness, to tell us that the blemish in the bechor happened on its own. It wasn't put there by a person. He permitted this bechor. Karele Mireymar, some Mireymar said about him, he's Yemar Shari Bukhra. He's Yemar who permits bechoros. In other words, he disagreed. He said, you're being too lenient. However, Hilchasa Halacha is Eimi Pied Kasher Le'edos Bechor. A witness in the name of a witness is acceptable for the testimony that we need for a Bechor. All right, next session. Amar Rabbi Lai used to say, what happens in the following case? People did not say that this sheep was a firstborn. Okay, they didn't think it was a firstborn. Uvayachat, and now the owner, the Kohen, comes, and he says, Va'amar shu b'chor. He says, it is a b'chor. And mumo imo, and the blemish is here, and the blemish wasn't put by me, it came on its own. So now he brings it to the sage to say, is this a permanent blemish or a passing blemish? So my, what's the halacha? So he said, Naaman. I'm sorry, Naaman. So that's the answer. Naaman, this owner is believed. The owner is believed. We didn't know it was a Bechor. He's the one who's telling us it's a Bechor. And he's telling us that this blemish in this animal came on its own. So he's believed because he's the one who's making it usser. He's the one who makes it mutter. This is the rule called Hapesh Asar, Hapesh Yitir. The mouth that created the prohibition is the mouth that also permits the prohibition. In other words, if he wanted it to be permitted, he could have not shown up. The fact that he shows up and he tells us that there's something going on, he makes itself worse for himself. And now he can make it better by saying that the mum came on its own. My kamashon, what's the chiddush here of Rabbi Loi? Sha'apesh asaru apesh yitir. That if one person's mouth is what creates the problem for us, that mouth is also believed to permit the problem. Tanina, we've already learned that back in Masechet Ksubos. Ha'isha shamra ha'ishas isha yisi. A woman who comes, we don't know anything about her. She says, I used to be married, but a gushani, but now I got divorced. Na'amenes, so she is believed. Sha'apesh asar. Because the mouth that created the prohibition is also the mouth that's believed to remove the prohibition.
It's migud, no?
That's it. Yes, it's a migud, that's right. Migud ibay shatak. Had he wanted, he could have been quiet. So, beautiful, right? So the Gemara says, why do I need it twice, both in regards to a woman and in regards to Bechor? So the answer is, ma'uditem would have thought to say, hasam hu ibay elo amra. There, if she would have wanted, she didn't need to say anything. Right? She could have just said, she could have just shown up and gotten married. We would have thought she's a single girl getting married. But here, maybe he does have to say something. In regards to Bechor. He can't not say anything. Why? Because if he doesn't say anything and it really is a Bechor, so then you have a situation of kachim, of a karban, a Bechor, that's unblemished, that somebody's eating it outside. No one's suspected to do that, right? We never suspect Kohanim to take what is holy, Bechor, and eat it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim aren't suspect to violate the law of Shechutei Chutz. Kohanim are suspect, that's a Chiyuv Karet, that takes with it a penalty of Karet. They are suspect to put blemishes. So there, but here I would have said, Lo Sagya de Lo Amar. It's not possible for him not to say anything. The kachah b'chutz lo achil. He's not going to eat karbanos outside. Same aloha pesha asaru. So maybe this is not considered a case of pesha asar, that his mouth is what's telling us that there's a problem. Chamash malan. That's the chiddush that he is believed, and we do say it's pesha asar. The imishimachi. Because if you're going to say the argument that we just suggested. Havashadi be'muma denikar, he would have put on his own a blemish, and then it would no longer be kachim, it would no longer be a karban, because a bechor, once it's blemish, is not karban. It would be a very permanent blemish, a very visible blemish. V'achile, and he would have eaten it outside. So the fact that he's coming with a questionable blemish, and he's saying, by the way, this is bechor, but the blemish happened on its own, it means it's credible, and therefore we believe him. Maskefla Marbaravashi challenges. Maishna, why is this any different? Me'ahu Kavra, from the following story. There was a man, Dohogar Lechamer Lechavre. He rented a donkey to his friend. Amar Lei, and he said to his friend, Loteza Bu'urchada and Har Pekod, Ikamai, I don't want you to go on the road of the Pekod River, because there's water there, and I'm afraid that the donkey is going to get hurt. Zil Bu'urchada Narish, go on the road of Narish to Lekamai, because the road of Narish doesn't have water. And what did the friend do? He ignored it. Azil Bu'urchada and Har Pekod, he went on the river of Nar Pekod, and the donkey died. Then he came and he said, I did go on the road of Nar Pekod. But there was no water there. Rava said, Migu, as David pointed out, Malo Lashaker. You know, why would he lie and tell us this? He could have made a better lie. If he would have wanted to lie, Amar Baruch de Narash Azli. He could have said, I went on the road of Narash. Amar Abaya said, no. Malo Lashaker b'makom edem lo amridan. We don't say Mali Lashakir here. What is he saying? He's saying, I went on the river of Nahar Pekod, but there was no water there. We say, no, that there's water in Nahar Pekod is something that everybody knows. So once you say that you went on the river of Nahar Pekod, we know that there was water. The Migu, the Mali Lashakir, is not stronger than what we all know. It's not stronger than witnesses. Witnesses tell us that there is water there. Migu can't tell us that there's no water there. So if that's what we're saying in regards to this case, we should say the same thing in regards to Bechor. A guy, a Kohen, who's the owner of the animal, comes and tells us, this animal is Bechor, but the mum here happened on its own. We should say, no. We know that owners have an interest in putting a mum in the Bechor themselves. We should say, no. We're sure he put the mum there, even though there is a migu, you could have been quiet. So I says, no, it's not that the migu is trying to disprove witnesses. It's a migu to go against a little suspicion. What's the comparison of here to there? Hasam vada yikamaya. In the Harpa code, we knew there was water. Yeah, there are witnesses that there's water there. Hacha, but over here, vada shadi bamuma. Is there any certainty that a Kohen who owns a Bechor puts mumim in it? There's no certainty. It's just chshashu, it's just a suspicion. When you have just a mere suspicion, and against it you have reason to believe the person, amigu, we believe it.
We do believe him.
He's the one who's telling us that it is Bechor. So we also believe him when he tells us that this blemish happened on its own and he didn't put it there. Ravina said, and he taught over this lesson without quoting the names of the people and without quoting Rabbi Loi. Amalei Rava Zuti L'Ravina. Rava the small said to Ravina, Anam Nishmed Rabbi Loi Masninan La. We taught this in the name of Rabbi Loi, that you could have a situation in Bechor where there's migu, there's a mali l'shaker. Why would he lie? He couldn't have gotten away with things easier without saying what he said. And because he has a migu, that gives him the credibility that would take away the suspicion that he may have been the one putting the blemish onto the Bechor, and the Bechor didn't happen. The blemish didn't happen on its own. Okay, talking again further about the issues of putting blemishes on a Bechor. A story now. Rabbi Tzadok, who was a Kohen, have a lebuchar, he had a bechor that was unblemished. Rami Lesari Besali, he put barley beans for the bechor in a basket of nitzarim, of little... Yeah, it was sharp, it was like sharp twigs, sharp little slats, little splinters. It was a basket of splinters of wood. So those splinters obviously cut the lip, right? The animal puts its head in to start eating, and it's going to cut its lip on some of these little jagged edges. It was Nitzarim Shel Arava, of Arava Klufa, of peeled willows. So Bahadi Dekachil, exactly as Baruch said, right? He's a wise guy, as the animal's eating, Ivzasif say, it's lit, splits open. Okay, Asa l'kamidu Reb Yehoshua. Reb Tzadok went in front of Reb Yehoshua to ask, what's the law? Amar leis. Reb Tzadok says to Reb Yehoshua, klum, chilaknu min chavalam ha'aretz. Did we make any distinction between a Talmud Chacham and an Am Ha'aretz? I'm a Talmud Chacham. So since I'm a Talmud Chacham, maybe I have credibility, even though I own my animal. And I have credibility to say that I didn't deliberately put the blemish there. and therefore the blemish happened on its own, and therefore the animal is now permitted, I could eat it. Or maybe even if I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm also a suspect. And therefore I don't have credibility, and I don't have witnesses that it happened on its own. I'm just my words, then you wouldn't believe me. Yeah, question, David.
That's karma, no?
It is, sounds like karma, but I guess karma maybe is when there's a higher percentage of it happening. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. So I'm going to Rabbi Yeshua said, hey, there is such a distinction, and therefore you are believed. But then Rabbi Tzadok went to Rabbi Gamliel to ask the same question. Amar Leh, he said, did we make any distinction? We didn't make a distinction between a Talmud Chacham and Am Haaretz. And therefore, Amar Leh, Rabbi Gamliel, when he asked, Rabbi Tzadok asked, did we make a distinction between the Chacham and Am Haaretz? Rabbi Gamliel said, no. Amar Leh, oh, good morning. Amar Leh, lo. He said, we didn't make the distinction. And therefore, even though you're a Talmud Chacham, you're a Kohen, you own a Bechor, we don't trust you. Amar Leh, Rabbi Tzadok said, Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Leh, hein. Rabbi Yeshua said that I am believed, that we did make a distinction. Amar Leh, so he said, you know what, let's wait. Hamtin Achiyalu Bali Tracin. Let's wait until the lancers come in, until the people with the big swords and shields, or the Torah scholars come in, the Beis HaMedrash. Came with Nicholas to the Beis HaMedrash. Once they all came to the Beis HaMedrash, Hamad HaShoel B'Shal, Rabbi Tzadok stood up and asked, and said, listen, I'm telling you that this blemish and this Bechor and the slip happened on its own. I didn't try to put it there. It happened there. It went to eat. It was eating from a basket that had little shards. It got cut. All right. But that's my word. I'm the owner. But I'm a Talmud Chacham. So klum chilaktim ein chabal amaretz. In this law that we don't trust the owner of the animal. Maybe that's only with an amaretz. Maybe with a Talmud Chacham. We do trust the owner of the animal. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, lav. Rabbi Yeshua said, no. We don't make a distinction. If you're the owner, we don't trust you. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi said, Rabbi Yeshua. V'alo mishmecha amru lihein. But they were quoting in your name that it's not true. They were quoting in your name that you say that a Talmud Chacham is believed. Now you're saying here in front of me that you never said it? Yehoshua, stand on your feet and let people testify against you. Now Rabbi Yehoshua was an older sage than Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the president. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua stood on his feet, and he said, listen, he said, I asked, what can I do? If I would be alive and Rabbi Tzadok would be dead, the living, me, could deny the dead. But I'm alive and Rabbi Tzadok is alive. How could I deny the life? You're right, I did say it. Then humiliated Rabbi Yeshua. He was sitting and interpreting. Rabbi Yeshua omed al raglav, and he left Rabbi Yeshua standing on his feet. And he was older than Rabbi Gamliel. And that created a problem. All the people started complaining. And they said, well, it's not right. Rabbi Yeshua is being insulted. They told Chutzpah, the translator, to stop. They said, stop translating. And he stopped. This is one of the instances of what Rabbi Gamliel did to insult Rabbi Yeshua. He did this also in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, when Rabbi Yeshua had paskined that the month is not based on what the witnesses say, but based on calculations. So he had a different date for Yom Kippur than Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel made him violate his Yom Kippur. And he did this also in Masechta Brachos, in regards to the question of whether Ma'ariv is an obligation or Ma'ariv is an option. And again, he made Rabbi Yeshua stand on his feet. Rabbi Yeshua had said it was an option, and he said it was an obligation. And then in Masechta Brachos, the Gemara says the rabbis were so upset with this behavior of Rabbi Gamliel, they fired him, and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to take his place. And then Rabbi Gamliel did tshuva, and he got the position back. Okay. Yes, Rabbi Yeshua was his teacher, and he was older than him. But Rabbi Gamliel was more powerful. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. Yeah. All right, next Mishnah. Okay, so we learned that a Bechor, in the last Mishnah, is not believed to say, a Kohen is not believed to say that this blemish happened on its own. We suspect maybe he put it there. All right, next Mishnah. Naaman HaKohen Lomar, a Kohen though is believed to say, Her Esi Bechor Zeh, I showed this Bechor with its blemish to a Chacham, who Baal Mumu, and the Chacham Pasen, that it's a Baal Mum. So that takes us into the very important topic of Milsa D'Avida L'Gluyeh. Maybe people are, even people who don't have credibility, are believed when they say something which could be found out. Because how is somebody going to lie in an open lie? It's going to be found out. So then, we could not ask experts. We can just ask around. We could find, if he says, I asked Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik told me it's mutter. Right. We'll call Rabbi Soloveitchik. We can find out whether it's true. But then people don't lie about things like that. People will not have so much chutzpah to say, don't believe your lying guys. You know, you can ask, you can look, you can see. This Bechor was given to me by a Yisrael. With its blemish, it happened on its own. And we know that Yisraelim are believed about the moment. My time or why? Any matter that we could reveal, people are not going to lie about. Any matter that we could investigate the claims and it would be revealed, people don't lie about it. They know that. They know that they could be followed up on. Amar Rav Ashi said, we also learned, the Kohen is believed to say, I showed this Bechor, and it is in fact blemished. And it was possible that it was blemished by the Chacham. My time, or why? Lav Mishum, isn't it because, Darmina, that we say, whatever matter that's going to be revealed anyway, people are not going to lie about it. So Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe our Mishnah is not approved to that. Hasam hu, maybe over there in our Mishnah, it's not that he's believed because anyway these facts are going to come out, but rather the kachin b'chutz lo achra. A Kohen is not suspect to violate shkute chutz. So if a Chacham would not have permitted it for him, he's not going to say that it was permitted, that there's a blemish, and he can therefore shecht it, because that would be a violation of shkutei chutz, of slaughtering a carbon outside. Avalacha, but maybe in the law of Rav, where there is a blemish, but he's just saying that the Yisrael gave him the animal with the blemish. Maybe it came in the Chashidi, once Kohanim are suspect to put blemishes. Chashidi, maybe they're suspect even when they claim that it was a Yisrael who gave him the animal that was already blemished. Masiv Rav Shizbi challenges this law of Rav. We learned in regards to Demai. Homer Lamisha Naman Alamaisa. Someone who tells someone who does not have credibility about fruit. In other words, he's suspect to lie and say that the fruit Maisa was taken from it when it wasn't. So if he tells to this person, Kachli Mimishu Naman, go buy for me fruits from someone who is credible. Oh Mimishu Huma Aser. Or buy fruits from someone who takes Meiser. Eino Nemet, we're not going to believe this Shaliach. We're not going to believe the Shaliach because this Shaliach is suspect to himself sell fruit without separating Meiser. Am I? But why? Nemet, why don't we say this rule? Kol Milsa Davidu Ligluy Lo Meshaku Be'inshi. Anything that's going to come out, the truth is going to come out anyway, people wouldn't lie about it. So it's something people could investigate about it. So Gemara says, no, Shani Hasam there, it's different. Why? Turning to Lamed Vav and Beis. This Leilish Tamute. So even if it's going to come out, he could always escape. He could say like this. He can say, even if it's going to come out who he bought it from, he can say, I thought that guy was credible. I didn't think the guy was uncredible. I thought he was credible. So therefore, in such a case, we don't trust him. He says, yes, I bought it from someone who is credible. He himself's not credible. We don't trust him. Says the Gemara now, even though the beginning of that Mishnah in Demai was a question on Rav, say for the end of that Mishnah, Adam Yisayele is a proof to Rav that Milsa Davida Ligluye, a person is believed about it. Because what do we have in the end of that Mishnah? If the Mishaleach tells someone who's not believed about Meiser, go buy fruits, Me'ish Ploni, from this and this man, from Yehuda. Then Rabbi Zanaman is believed when he says that I bought it from Yehuda. So why? Because it's a Milsa David Aleluya. You can always check it out. You can ask, and the truth's going to come out. So I guess it's not a proof, maybe. Maybe Asim Kivin Disle Toveya, since he sees that the guy is so particular, and he's saying, get it from Yehuda. So he's mirtas, he's afraid to get it from anybody else. But maybe generally in Milsa David Ligluye, a person is not believed. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba said, Minalei Yehuda. How does Yehuda know this law? That a Kohen is believed when he says, this Bechor was given to me by Yisrael, which, and it already had a mum. Anabe Gidul Kvate. I taught it to a sage by the name of Gidul. The Gidul Kavavididei. And Gidul taught it to Rabbi Yehuda. V'achi Amrilei. But this is what I told Gidul. Naman Yisrael Omar Bechor Zeh. Nasati L'Kohen B'mumo. A Yisrael is believed to say, I gave this Bechor to a Kohen with its blemish. So Yisrael, Pshit, of course Yisrael is believed. He's always believed to tell us that the animal is blemished on its own. Latzricha, what was the Chiddush? Bekatan, when the Bechor was small, the Higdil, and it grew up, now to tame a low kimle. So maybe the Yisrael doesn't recognize it now that it's grown up. Kamash on the Chiddush is that he does recognize it. The Gemara says there were two versions. Surah Masnu Kilishna Basra. In Surah they taught it in this version that all Rav is saying is that Yisrael is believed to say that he can get that he gave a Bechor on its own blemish to a Kohen. And in Pumpadisa Kilishna Kama. Pumpadisa they taught it the first way. Ve'ilchasad Allah is Afilu Kilishna Kama, even like the first way, because in Lahalacha we paskin that Milsa David Ligluye is in fact believed. Okay, Bezat Hashem, continue from here tomorrow.